We now start the ninth and final chapter of Maseches Gittin. This is Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph 9:1, and this Mishnah starts out by talking about the necessity of the get to effect a full severance between the husband and wife, because the pasuk says it should be a sefer krisus, a bill of severance. Lechares means a cut off, and therefore the point is that the relationship has to be entirely severed. That being the case, the Mishnah says, Hamagarish es ishto, if one divorces his wife, va'amar la, and he says to her, at the time that he gives her the get, hariyat muteres l'chol adam, ela l'floni. You are permitted to marry whoever you want, anybody, except for Mr. So-and-so, except for Johnny. So now, the point is that he is essentially severing his marital bonds with her, but he's like sort of, so to speak, retaining one little filament that connects him to her, and that she can't, she's like already married, so to speak, and as much as she cannot marry, she's not free to marry this so-and-so, this Johnny. So is that considered to be a divorce, an effective divorce, an effective gerushin or not? So Rabbi Eliezer says yes. Rabbi Eliezer, matir, the chum osrim, but the chum say no, it's not. Now the machlokus here is about something else kind of technical and to the side, which is, there's a separate area in the Torah which explicitly talks about divorce, gerushin. And there, in the context of a Kohen who's forbidden to marry a grusha, a woman who's been divorced, a divorcee. So in that pasuk of then Vayikra Perek Chaf Aleph Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'isha, grusha, a woman who was a divorcee, me'isha, from her husband, that's a isha, isha's her, is the husband, the mapike, lo yikachu, he, the Kohen, may not take as a wife. So now if you think about it, the pasuk could have said, V'isha grusha lo yikachu, a Kohen may not marry a divorcee. Why does it say divorced from her husband? So the word, the extra her husband, is a miutar, it's an extra superfluous word, which comes to teach you that a woman who has been divorced, so to speak, just from her husband, but not from freed to other men, is already considered to be a grusha enough that she can't marry a Kohen. So says Rabbi Eliezer, that tells you that if the husband says you're divorced except that you're free to marry only some people or maybe no one else even, the point is, since the husband has rejected her, she is, so to speak, like she's got the mark of divorce. This is actually, we mentioned back in the previous Perek, Mishnah Ches of Pesach, Perek Ches, there's this idea of Reach HaGet, like the whiff of a get. And the point is that the Pasuk is saying that a woman who has even like the whiff of a get is now like a divorcee, in as much as she's not allowed to marry a Kohen anymore. So that being the case, Rabbi Eliezer says, you see from this that a woman who's just been divorced from her husband, even if she's not free to marry whomever she wants, just from her husband, Isha, is enough to tell you it's a divorce, and therefore, she's divorced. The Chum, however, say no, they're Osrin, meaning they... So what, I just want to speak, to translate the words. Rabbi Eliezer Matir, he permits her now to marry the rest of the world, except for that one person. So Matia, they permit her to now leave her first husband and marry a second husband, anybody besides for that one Johnny, who was specified. The Chum say no, she's not free, meaning she's not divorced at all. She's still married to her first husband, she can go back to him, if they so want, or she has to now get a, I'll call it a new divorce, a divorce for the first time, before she can marry somebody else. Because if the husband retains any thread of connection to her by saying you can't marry even one particular person, then that's not considered a krisus, not considered a divorce, and they're still married. Now the Chum acknowledged that there is a drash to be made here, me'isha, from her husband, that restricts a Kohen from marrying such a woman, but the Chacham say that's not good enough to affect divorce in general. That's just saying this idea of reach haget, of like the whiff of a get, is saying that Chacham are held to a higher standard in many different areas. They can't be exposed to corpse tuma, and they can't marry Zona, and also they can't marry a woman who's a grusha, divorcee, even if she's just been divorced, quote-unquote, from her husband, but not from everyone else, if you know what I mean. So it's a me'isha, as long as the husband has rejected her, that's enough to mark her a grusha. But that's a stricture that applies specifically in the context of Kohanim and their marriage, but as far as divorces in general, that reach haget thing doesn't apply at all, and therefore, if the husband says, he gives her the get and says, you're free to marry whoever you want except for that one person, Johnny, that's not good enough. Okay? This idea of Reich Get, by the way, pretty much all the Rishonim learn. It's actually a Doraisa issue, because it's a learned now from a pasuk, and the Gemara talks about it as such. So this Reich Get, restricting the Kohanim from marrying a woman who had went through such a ineffective divorce, I'll call it, is a Doraisa thing. The Rambam notably understands that it's really an asmachta, it's rabbinic in nature, and it's just this Reich Get means since the woman has sort of been through a divorce. It's like kind of like, you know, a chalutza or something. She went through a chalitza. She's been rejected, and therefore a kohen can't marry her, only rabbinically. Okay, halach is like the chachamim, for sure, that it's not good enough. So if the husband did that, meaning if the husband gave the wife the get, and he said, "Hare at muteras l'chol adam el elefloni," you can marry whoever you want, you're free to go except for so-and-so. So we said that's not good enough. So now what should he do? Kate said, "Ya'aseh," how does he now divorce her? Yet lenu heimena, he has to take the get back from his wife, v'yachzer v'yitnu la, and he has to give it to her a second time. V'yomer la, and he says, "Hare at muteras l'chol adam." He says, you are free to marry whomever you want, with no restrictions, and that will be good. Now, a couple things. This is a couple of chidushim here, at least two. One is that really, when a person gives a get to his wife, he could just simply say, "Hareza gitech, here's your get," and that's enough. No need to say you're free to marry whomever you want. That goes without saying. As long as she knows she's getting a get, that's sufficient. But since he previously said there was like a limited scope of the divorce, because he said that she couldn't marry so-and-so, so now he has to re-give it and make it clear that that limiting factor has been rescinded. He's restating it, saying, no, you're free to marry whoever you want without limitation, to make sure it's clear, and that would affect the divorce properly. The other point here is that, although we said previously that you could give, let's say we saw a couple of Mishnayos ago, the husband puts the get in the wife's hand, but she doesn't know what it is. She thinks it's, you know, whatever, it's just an IOU or something, a mortgage or something. And then she discovers, oh, look, it's my get. So she's not divorced yet because he didn't put her on notice that it was her get. But as soon as he does, assuming it's still in her hand, at that point, he doesn't need to give it to her a second time. It's in her hand. He now told her, that's your get. She'll be divorced. So the question is that over here, why does he have to take it back and give it to her a second time? Why can't he say, oh, that get in your hand, now that someone told me that me limiting you from marrying, you know, so-and-so wasn't the valid way of saying it, so now I'm saying it a second time. You can marry whomever you want. What is that to give it to her a second time? And the answer is because the act of giving was done wrong. In other words, the get is the sort of magic wand which affects the severance of the bonds of marriage, but there's also like a formula that has to be recited when he gives her the get, and that formula is putting her on notice that she should be aware that she's now being divorced. So if the handing over wasn't accompanied with the proper declaration, one that was ineffective, like you're divorced, free to marry whomever you want, except for so-and-so, he'll have to do that part again. So he takes it back and gives it to her a second time. On the other hand, says the Mishnah, v'im ksavo besocho, if instead of him having said you're free to marry whomever you want, except for so-and-so, it was written inside the document itself of the get. So then, afa bishachazer umachako pasul, even if he would take the get back and scratch out that line that said, except for so-and-so, no, that would not be effective. Since when the get was created, it was not created as a bill of severance, as a sefer krisus. It was had, you know, some limited scope to its severing. So therefore, that's not good enough. It'll have to be rewritten. Kind of just the same way we said, you know, if a get is not written, the Shema. If a person has two wives, both named, you know, Sarah, and he originally intends to divorce the older Sarah, but then he changes his mind to the younger Sarah, he can't just say, oh, I meant the younger Sarah, let's redo this for the younger Sarah. No. The get has to be rewritten from scratch, so it's lishma. So to here, the get has to be written from scratch that it's a bona fide sefer krisus. One final point I want to say before the Mishnah ends, which is the following, and this is important to understand. What's happening here is when he says this is your get, he's saying the divorce is limited in some way. If a person would say it's a full divorce, but it's conditional on something, like Hareza Gitech, this year get almanas, on condition that you don't marry so-and-so. So that would be the same as if you said, this is your divorce now, on condition that I don't come back until Tuesday, or that you whistle Dixie, or any other ridiculous or arbitrary condition that he wants to put. Since the husband's allowed to put whatever conditions he wants on the get, he could say, this is your get, on condition that you don't marry so-and-so. That would be an effective get, because the get, the severance was unlimited. It's just there was a condition put on the efficacy of the get. So that's a nuanced difference, a very important difference. but it doesn't take away from the basic points of our mission, which is that when he says something to her, if he says it in a way that limits the divorce's scope, it would not be effective.